Greetings, saints. Welcome to Word Study with Brother Hebert. This is part 6 of Devil, Satan, Serpent. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Devil, Satan, Serpent can be found on the main menu and in the Word Study's audios menus. In part 5, we explored how the Greek word G3789 Ophis, serpent, carries layered meanings across the New Testament. It often symbolizes false doctrines, cunning deception, and counterfeit religious authority. Jesus warns that those who ask for truth won't receive deception, a serpent, but those who reject truth are justly given over to it. In Matthew 10:16, Jesus uses the serpent positively, wise as serpents, meaning to learn by experience while remaining innocent, encouraging his disciples to be perceptive and discerning like the serpent and innocent like the dove, fulfilling their mission strategically, safely, and without compromising faith and integrity. Jesus also calls the Jewish Pharisees serpents and a generation of vipers in Matthew 23, exposing their hypocrisy and false priesthood. This identifies the serpent as Luciferian, carnal religion that mimics light but corrupts hearts, a direct reference to the corrupted leadership of his day and a glimpse into the future, where Judeo-Christianity is now the spiritually illuminated carnal religion that mimics light but corrupts hearts. In John 3, Jesus compares himself to the bronze serpent lifted in the wilderness, a paradoxical image of sin judged and salvation offered. He bore the image of judgment, like the serpent, but himself was sinless. Paul in 1 Corinthians 10 and 2 Corinthians 11 ties the serpent to rebellion, false gospels, and mental corruption, not physical defilement. He warns that just as Eve's mind was deceived, so too can believers be led away from the simplicity and purity in Christ by counterfeit doctrine, Luciferian ideas masked as truth, Judeo-doctrines masked as Christianity. Ultimately, the serpent represents either deceptive religion or cunning wisdom, depending on one's posture toward God's truth. It's a matter of perception, G3700, optanomahi. The spiritually blind will be bitten by the serpent of false doctrine, but those who truly seek truth will receive bread, not a serpent. Now let's cover the remaining verses of the serpent in Revelation. In Revelation, the serpent takes on symbolic meanings, often connected to broader narratives of opposition to God. Revelation 9:18, "By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth, and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt." The imagery of tails like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt, symbolizes deception, false doctrines, and destructive influence. The mouths represent verbal influence, propaganda, lies, and misleading teachings, while the serpent-like tails indicate cunning and subversive power. The heads on the tails suggest organized leadership, guiding these forces with intentional deception rather than brute force alone. This passage is commonly interpreted as describing spiritual and political forces that corrupt, oppress, and lead people astray, particularly through false religions, corrupt leaders, and oppressive systems. The metaphorical use of the serpent in religious and political opposition, deception and falsehood. The serpent is often symbolic of deception, as in Genesis 3:1, where the serpent, Satan, the role of her own rational mind, misleads Eve. In Revelation 12:9, the great dragon, serpent, deceives the whole world, representing religious and political corruption. The serpentine tails in 9:19 align with this theme, destructive forces misleading and harming through deception rather than direct warfare. Religious corruption and false teachings. Jesus called the Pharisees and Sadducees a generation of vipers, Matthew 3:7 and 23:33, linking them to religious deception and hypocrisy. Luke 10:19 references serpents and scorpions as adversaries, aligning with Revelation 9:19's theme of serpentine tails bringing harm. The serpent as false doctrine connects with Islam's expansion, the rise of the papacy, and other forces that oppose true Christianity. Political oppression and persecution. The serpent as a metaphor for empires. The beasts of Daniel and Revelation often represent kingdoms, and the serpent imagery is tied to oppressive political powers. The synagogue of the adversary, Revelation 2:9, aligns with false religious and political systems that persecuted true believers. Serpent imagery in Revelation 9:19 refers to political military forces, the Saracens and Turks, that expanded through war and religious crusades. The serpent-like tails of Revelation 9:19 symbolize false, deceptive forces, both religious and political, that harm through lies, persecution, and corruption. The mouths represent propaganda and teachings that mislead. This aligns with the interpretation of the Saracen and Turkish invasions, where Islam spread through force and deception, while the Catholic Church consolidated power after Rome's fall. The serpent metaphor extends beyond Islam to false teachers, oppressive empires, and corrupt religious systems that distort truth and oppose God's kingdom. Judeo-Christianity and the 33,000 denominations of churchianity included. And don't forget the mainstream media, colleges, and endless apps for the one-eyed handheld 5G God. This passage highlights the deceptive nature of adversaries, showing that spiritual war is fought not just with armies, but with doctrines and lies that influence nations. Revelation 12:9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Dragon and ancient serpent, Ophis, G3789, represent oppressive systems, corrupt leadership, or human adversaries. Devil, Diabolos, G1228, a false accuser or slanderer, referring to human enemies rather than a supernatural being, usually refers to characteristics of an enemy. Satan, Satanus, G4567, a general term for an adversary or opponent, not necessarily a personal evil entity, usually refers to the role as an adversary. Translational bias. Capitalization of devil and Satan in traditional translations gives them proper name status, but they are descriptive terms. Revelation 12:9 symbolism. The dragon is thrown down, meaning political defeat or loss of status. This is not a literal fall from heaven, but a symbolic fall of a power structure. Biblical parallels. Isaiah 14:12-15, the fall of Babylon's king, described as being cast down from heaven. Matthew 24:29, Jesus' prophecy of stars falling, symbolizing the downfall of leaders. Revelation 12:14, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. This is speaking about the protection of our people in the wilderness of Europe, receiving the gospel. The woman is the children of Israel, Jacob's children, migrating up through the Caucasus Mountains and settling into Europe. Time times and half a time is 1260 years, the time of papal dominance. The imagery of eagle's wings often represent God's protection and deliverance. Exodus 19:4.
You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself.
Similarly, in Deuteronomy 32:11, God's care is likened to an eagle stirring up its nest and bearing its young on its wings. Revelation 12:15, And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, Proverbs 18:4, and doctrines, good or bad, may be so called. That flood of errors and heresies, and armies, whether militarily or illegal alien immigration, which were poured in between the times of Constantine and the latter modern rise of Judeo-Christianity may here be intended. The flood is symbolic of a large-scale, destructive force aimed at the woman Israel, possibly referring to heresies, false doctrines, or direct persecutions intended to destabilize and eradicate the Christian community. Revelation 21. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. This is a symbolic depiction of a future period during which Satan's influence, those in adversarial roles, is significantly restrained by divine intervention, leading to a time of increased righteousness and peace on earth. The 1,000 years is generally interpreted as a symbolic term representing a long but unspecified duration, rather than a literal time frame. The dragon, serpent, devil, and Satan are all the same thing. They equal opposition to God, whether thoughts, doctrines, humans, rulers, empires, or world systems. In the time of Jesus and John the Baptist, it was the Canaanite Edomite Jews, and they were those who claimed to be Judah but are not, and sat in the seat of Moses. They had infiltrated Judea long before the 1st century B.C., as seen in Genesis 4:10, 15, and 36, 2 Kings 17:24, Ezekiel 35 and 36, Malachi 1 and 2, Luke 11:50 and 51, Romans 9, John 8:33 through 47, and Revelation 12:4. Their influence persisted until Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire, leading to legal restrictions in the 4th and 5th centuries, banning Jews from public office, military service, usury, and owning Christian slaves. Emperor Justinian's Codex in 529 AD expelled Jews, forcing many into exile into Caesarea, Arabia, and beyond. During the medieval period, Jews were segregated into separate communities under the control of Christian nobility, fulfilling Revelation 3:9, where those who falsely claiming to be Judahites were subjected to Christian authority for 1,000 years. This aligns with the view that Revelation 20, 1-3 refers to the Holy Roman Empire, 800 to 1798 AD, as the period of Satan's restraint. The Napoleonic Wars, 1798 to 1804, marked the release of Satan, symbolizing the resurgence of Jewish influence, particularly through the Rothschild banking dynasty in Austria, Italy, Germany, France, and Britain. Napoleon's self-coronation in 1804 signified the end of papal authority, undoing centuries of Christian dominance over Jewish financial and political power. In Revelation, the serpent, Ophis, symbolizes deceptive power, both religious and political, working through lies, false doctrines, and corrupt systems. Revelation 9:19 describes serpent-like tails with heads, false leaders spreading harm through deceitful teachings. Revelation 12 presents the serpent as a persecuting power targeting God's people, Israel, casting out a flood of lies and opposition. Revelation 20 shows the binding of the serpent, devil, and Satan as the symbolic restraint of adversarial influence during the Christian Reformation and Holy Roman Empire. Across Revelation, the serpent is not a literal being, but a metaphor for corrupt leadership, false religion, and opposition to God's truth, whether Pharisees, papacy, Islam, or modern apostate systems. Let's recap what we've learned about what the serpent really is. From Genesis to Revelation, the serpent consistently symbolizes carnal reasoning, deception, corrupt leadership, false doctrine, and divine judgment, never a literal supernatural being. It represents opposition to God's will, whether in the form of internal rebellion, the fleshly mind, or external oppression, empires, religious systems, and false teachers. Genesis 3, the serpent is not a supernatural being, but a metaphor for Eve's carnal mind, reasoning apart from God's command. The beguilement was mental deception, not physical defilement, leading to rebellion through self-exaltation and the pursuit of forbidden knowledge. Exodus to Deuteronomy, God uses serpents, literal and symbolic, to execute judgment. Moses' rod turning into a serpent symbolizes God's authority over false powers, particularly Egypt's. The bronze serpent in Numbers 21 becomes a symbol of judgment and healing through faith, a type of Christ. In the Psalms through Ecclesiastes, the serpent appears in wisdom literature as a symbol of danger, hidden threats, and the consequences of sinful speech and behavior. It underscores the power of the tongue and the subtle nature of evil. In the prophets, Isaiah to Micah, the serpent is used to represent oppressive empires, Egypt, Babylon, Assyria, false religion, and God's instruments of judgment. It's often tied to destruction, humiliation, or spiritual deception, and always under God's sovereign control. Serpents bite through usury, war, false teaching, or corrupted leadership. The Gospels and Paul's letters, the serpent, Ophis, takes on metaphorical depth. In Matthew 7, it represents false doctrine given in place of truth. In Matthew 10, it symbolizes wise discernment without corruption. In Matthew 23 and John 8, Jesus calls the Pharisees serpents and a generation of vipers, exposing their hypocrisy and opposition to God. Paul, in 2 Corinthians 11:3, likens Eve's deception to being led away from pure devotion to Christ, warning against corrupted minds and Luciferian-style enlightenment, truth replaced with religious philosophy and man-made doctrine. In the Revelation, the serpent is fully unveiled as symbolic of the systems that deceive and oppose God. Revelation 9, the serpent-like tails represent false teachings and leaders that hurt through lies. In Revelation 12, the serpent dragon, called Devil and Satan, represents political and religious oppression, particularly corrupt counterfeit leadership, the Herodians and Pharisees, and later systems like Rome, the papacy, Islam, and modern apostate Christianity.
Oh, I'm saved.
Revelation 20, the serpent is bound during the Christian Reformation era, a period of restrained deception, and loosed in the modern age through media, politics, false doctrine, and spiritual delusion.
Just believe.
The key themes are the carnal mind, the original serpent that reasons apart from God's word, Genesis 3, Romans 8, 7. False doctrine. Bread replaced with a stone. Fish replaced with a serpent. Matthew 7, 10. Religious deceivers. The serpent equals the Pharisees, false apostles, and corrupt pastors. Matthew 23 and 2 Corinthians 11. Oppressive systems. The serpent represents worldly powers and empires that bite, enslave, and deceive. We saw that in the prophets and Revelation. And God's sovereignty. The serpent is always under God's control, even when used for judgment. In short, the serpent is a multi-layered symbol of rebellion, deception, false religion, carnal wisdom, and the instruments of judgment. A metaphor for anything or anyone that opposes God's truth, whether internal, the mind, or external, leaders, empires, and doctrines. From Eve's reasoning to Revelation's dragon, the serpent is a warning and a reminder. Who is like God? Only He gives true sight and salvation. So, as we've seen, the serpent from Genesis to Revelation is a consistent symbol of deception, carnal reasoning, false religion, and opposition to God and kingdom. In the next episode, we'll begin examining every verse that uses the word devil, G1228, diabolos. While the serpent reveals both the characteristics and role of rebellion, the devil highlights the character traits of a wicked person, deceitful, slanderous, and corrupt. In contrast, Satan focuses on the role of adversary, one who stands in opposition to God and his people, whether an individual, ruling power, or religious or political system. I understand this may be hard to digest for some. After all, we've all inherited lies and traditions that have led us astray. But if you truly desire truth, I urge you to keep going. Our God is not the author of confusion. Pray for wisdom and understanding, and He will give you bread and fish, not the serpent's lies fed by the news media propaganda, the Marxist liberalism of the colleges, and the pulpit pimps of 33,000 denominations. In the end, if you don't want to receive God's word, He will let you keep your strong delusions, and you will continue to believe lies.